Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 14. This incident is Peter walking on the water, and we will go through from 22 to 35, Matthew chapter 14. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the thought we heard in the communion and the security that we have, and we are covered by your blood. Pray that you would bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 14, 22. It's good to have Prashanti from Mumbai. I don't know where is she from, but she was part of Bangalore body once. Even now also. Matthew 14, 22 says, writer says immediately. Yeah. If you notice in the Gospel of Mark, he brings in the word immediately many times. But Matthew, when he brings in, and there is a reason. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him. And there is a great lesson that Jesus Christ is teaching in that verse. And what happened before that is, we all know, the 5,000 was fed by Jesus Christ. And that record, that record is mentioned in Matthew 14, 13 to 21. And let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. In verse 15, it is a parallel mention of Jesus Christ feeding the 5,000. And in John chapter 6, verse 15, and we will go back to Matthew 14 after this. So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. So after feeding the 5,000, people got excited. Okay, you can't have a king like who can keep us being fed all the time. And I think Jesus has to be king. And he can feed us in the morning, feed us in the evening, and feed us in the night. And Jesus has to be the king. So the crowd is getting excited, and after being fed, and see the verse, Jesus perceived their intention. They wanted to make him king by force, because Jesus fed them. And Jesus perceived this, and now let's get back to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And after John 6:15, and this verse comes, Jesus Christ perceived the intention of the crowd, and the crowd was coming to Christ to make him king by force. And if you read Matthew 14:22 after John 15, it makes sense. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away, the crowd that wanted to make him Christ by force, make him Christ by as king by force. I like the attitude of Christ here. And he doesn't want to be crowned because he supplies. Sometimes a man has an intention, And man can make Christ as the king because he provides for us. And in our worship, but Jesus Christ beautifully declines that proposal. And you don't make me king based on the ability that I can provide for you. And did you see my ability? I can feed 5,000. Is that the reason for you to make me king? Am I God because I'm blessing you, or I'm more than that? I think the blesser is greater than the blessing. Do you see me as God because only I provide for your need, or do I have anything else beyond that in my nature and character? And Christ perceived this intention of the crowd. And today Christ is crowned as king by many because Christ can heal. He can take care of my physical needs. And he can provide when I need money. And I can go to him only for that reason. And he is my king. And he will give me everything. And I don't need anything beyond what he is going to give. And because of that, he is my king. Jesus Christ beautifully brings in a separation between the crowd and the disciples at this junction. And he tells the disciples, you don't make me king. You don't crown me. My throne is not based on accidentals. My throne is based on essentials. Don't put me on the throne because what I can give for you, what I can, my relational needs need to be met. My financial needs need to be met. I need food, shelter, clothing. You are my king, Jesus. You are my king. No, I'm beyond that. In Matthew chapter 6, he says, I know. Look at the grass. Today it is alive and tomorrow it fades away. Do I not rain dew upon them? Are you not more worthy than the grass that can wither away? Are you only an object to whom I can keep on giving, and as a result of it you will make me king? Immediately, Jesus Christ, did you see the verse? He made the disciples. It's a beautiful Greek word. He brought in a necessity. That is the word made. He brought in a necessity. He compelled them. He made the disciples to get into the boat. We have a mission the other side of the sea. You get into the boat and he sent them away and he sends the crowd away. And after he had sent the crowds away, he went upon the mountain by himself to pray. Jesus Christ, when he fed the multitude, he never told them that if you will enter into my kingdom, then I will feed you. Neither, Jesus Christ says, because I fed you, I am your king. I don't want to come into that ground at all. No, you give and take. Paul says, I am beyond. The throne of Christ is based on the cross. What happened in the temptation of Christ? Satan wanted to make Christ as the king. I will give you the kingdom before the cross. Jesus Christ declined. And Christ is the true king for us because of what he summed up in the cross. And cross is the centrality of the theme of the Bible. And what he has done for us on the cross. And in his nature, in his character, not just because he can give what we can ask. And he knows before even we open our mouth. And if you notice the verses 22 to 35, the action verbs of Jesus Christ, they are amazing. The first one is, he made them to get into the boat. He initiated a purpose in the discipleship. That is the first action that he is doing. He made them to get into the boat so that they can go the other side of the sea. The second one is, he divorced the crowd from the disciples. Because disciples are also very weak, you know. After the resurrection, are you going to establish your kingdom now? And two of their mother, no? Can my son sit on the right? Christ is not the king because he can give us the material bread. And he is beyond it. The second action verb is, he sends the crowd away. Look at the actions of Christ. The third one, he goes on his knees and he prays. I think Pastor Benny preached last Sunday. The intercession of Christ. That is in verse 23. He had sent the crowd away. He went up on the mountain by himself to pray. We are completely covered by the intercession of Christ. Every day, 24/7. That is the third action. Look at the actions of Christ, which is very powerful in Matthew 14:22-35. The fourth one is when the boat was already a long distance, it's almost in the middle from the land, battered by the waves, the wind was contrary. So contrary in the sense they were going from one direction. If you are saying that from left to right, the wind was right to left. And the disciples were rowing the boat against the wind. And it was a tough thing. And he left the disciples to go alone. And he sent the crowd. And then the fourth action is, the first one is he made and he sends the crowd and he prays. And the fourth one is in verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, it is about 3 to 6 a.m. At that time, Jesus Christ walks on the sea and they were terrified and they said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. The fourth one is, he comes to our rescue. Look at the care that Christ is taking. It is beyond bread and meat that we can get. I want to teach you a lesson. We have a purpose. It's beyond the bread. Come on. You guys get on the boat and go. And you are my disciples. There is a clear distinction between the crowd and the disciples. And I am going to cover you in my prayer. And when you are going to be in trouble, I know I will be walking to rescue you. It is beyond the bread. And then he walks. There is a fourth one. And when the disciples saw him, he was walking on the water. They were terrified and they said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. The fifth one is, Christ speaks. What an amazing provision. We are listening to him. He is not coming to our rescue. He is not a machine that can like kind of pluck us out and put it, okay, you are done. Oh, he speaks to us. Fifth action. He makes us to get into a place where we have never seen. We have a purpose. We are going to reach the souls. And I want to bring in a distinction. I'm going to cover you in prayer. And when you are in trouble, I'm going to walk to you. Not just that. I'm going to speak to you. And Christ spoke. And he spoke in verse 27 to them, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. What a lesson to the disciples, to us, beyond the crowd. And the crowd, hey, I want to make me. Okay. So I have to teach these guys a lesson. And go in the middle of the sea and he comes to them. And it is I. Take courage. Do not be afraid. In 28, Peter says to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And then he said, that is the sixth one. Christ spoke is different from Christ said. You know what is the word said? He commanded. He's not speaking in a loving tone. He commanded, come on. It is I, come on. You want to take a risk? If it is you, Lord, can you come on? Come on. That was the command of Christ. He commanded. Look at the actions. Christ is really getting into action, right? Come. Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and he came towards Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Christ stretched. That is the next action of Christ. Made the disciples, sends the crowd and prays. walks on the water, speaks to them, commands, now he is stretching. It is beyond what you can eat. And he is showing himself as the Alpha and the Omega to us. He is beyond the blessings. The blesser can never replace the blessing. He stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And then it says they got into the boat and the wind stopped. So there was a walking that happened after Peter was lifted up. And the wind was there. They both walked from that place to the boat and they got into the boat and the wind stopped. Look at the disciples now in verse 33. And those who were in the boat worshipped him. Wow! That is the true worship for who he is. And it is not the worship that I put before God or because he can give what I want. And they worshipped him. Look at their statement. You are certainly God's son. What a lesson. You are my king. Breakfast in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, dinner in the night. Okay. So now I have to get into real actions in discipleship. I have to bring in a necessity. The word, he brought in a necessity at that time. Come on, we have a purpose. The first scene is over. The second scene is there. Come on, go. You're not coming. No, you go, you go. No, it will be good if no. Come on, carry on. We have a purpose. I have to teach. Okay, the disciples got in, like, they are rowing the boat. And then Jesus Christ sends the crowd. There is a clear distinction. To you guys, I am the king. Certainly, you are the Son of God to them, to the disciples. So brought in the division. He enters into intercession. He covers them through prayer. He perceives the trouble. That's what John says. As he was praying, he perceived the trouble in the middle of the sea. And then immediately he gets into the action. He walks. That is our God. He is beyond everything that he can give. Is it not the same thing that Daniel said? You are my shepherd. You can give. I shall want. I shall not. What did the friends of Daniel said? He will deliver us. And if he delivers us, he is the king. If he doesn't deliver us, he is not the king. No. Even if he doesn't deliver us, our God will be still our God. Because he knows the purpose of our life. And he is really into action with our lives. He sends us to a place where we are like totally hit by the wind. The wind is contrary. And God, yeah, I'm covering you with prayer. I know. I'm walking on the water. And I'm coming to you. You're so terrified and I'm speaking to you. And I'm commanding so that you can come. I'm stretching my hand. I'm walking with you. It is our God. Truly he is God. What a, like, it hit the disciples. Certainly he must be the Son of God. Oh, he is beyond the 5,000. Yeah, that is a miracle. I'm not underestimating it. But Christ is teaching the disciples in actions. I'm beyond what you can think of. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts, right? That's what it says, no? He is beyond. He really surprises. You thought that I can give you more than that. He can do beyond what we can think or ask. Have you ever thought about it? I thought only he can do. He can surprise us. But he is there to teach us. Look at this. He brought in a purpose. And he brought in a separation. And he entered into prayer. He came for protection. He spoke to them as a provision. And he provokes them into participation. And finally he preserves them. And then he walks with them in fellowship. That is our God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. And pray that teach us, Lord. It is at times so hard for us to understand. and teach us through your word. And thank you for bringing us into this beautiful body. And continue to speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.